Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you're top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suis son sac de vie.
Roll Fighters!
Everything is wonderful.
Everything is awesome. Man. That was a wild ride.
I walked into the bathroom and I looked at my face and I was like...
You look like Rocket Raccoon?
It's not just that. Like, my nose is all pink and, like, my cheeks are all flushed. I look like a family member died.
Yeah, you've been ugly crying for 2 hours.
Ugly crying. Yeah. Guys, we just saw Avengers Endgame.
Woo!
We're going to post... Like, when we post this, we're going to say so. This is all spoilers. So don't listen to this until you've seen it or if you don't care.
Oh, yeah, and I can put that in the title.
Right, I'm warning
Episode
them now.
Episode 200, in case, Avenger spoilers. Don't listen if you didn't see it. And that will be the full title of the download file.
More Avengers Endgame. Don't listen to it if you haven't listened.
If you haven't seen the movie yet.
If you haven't seen the movie yet. We are still at the theater.
They have a fancy little bar here now, and so we thought we'd get some overpriced Avenger-themed drinks, which we did, and they aren't too shabby. I swear the Hulk Smash one I had one time was just like, ugh.
I like this one
better. The punch one?
I like the, yeah. Well, that's more my...
Speed?
More my flavor profile of things anyway.
Oh my god, wait, no, I didn't have that one as much before.
What?
So sweet.
Yeah. It's very sweet.
Oh.
We can get different things when we're coming back later. When we're come back.
When we're come back.
When
and
we're...
our fancy bartender, Carter, gave us ID bracelets so he doesn't have to check us again
later.
Yeah,
when we come back in 6 hours.
We'll just be like, shh.
Here we are.
We're VIPing.
I don't even know what
Look
I'm talking about. It's 3 hours. We will be back in 3 hours.
Yeah, it's what, 2:30?
Yeah.
2:30, we'll be back at 6:30-ish.
Yeah, I mean, that's 4 hours, but I was just, you know.
6:15.
Right.
I'm sure the beverage line will be longer this time.
It will be. Maybe we should, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, guys, oh my gosh, I'm having so many feelings about things.
Well, yeah, that's not only are we having feelings about Avengers, but we're having feelings about episode 200. Hey!
Here we are. We've made it. We're a success. Everybody loves us.
All 25 listeners.
Do we have that many? I thought
Maybe.
We were down to like 12.
Well, we start creeping back up again. So somewhere along the way, we've picked up a few downloads at least.
That's nice.
So.
If yeah. you're out, if
Pineapple
you're...
Pineapple Melon Inspiration. It's definitely full of melon liqueur.
It's so much melon. I thought, I love drinks with pineapple.
Carter, that's a lot of melon.
It's a lot of melon.
A lot of melon. It's okay, yeah. We're trying to teach the bartender how to maybe go off script when selling people overpriced themed movie drinks.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I don't have things to say. There's so many things in my head, and I don't know how to, like, say words.
I wasn't devastated at all. Like, I walked out of... Infinity War and
devastated. I know.
Like, it was the most stressful movie I've ever seen in my life. And Endgame, I feel like, neatly wrapped everything up.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like, I'm full 1,000% satisfied. Like that once in a lifetime orgasm you have. Like, you know.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm watching on television right now. It's very odd. Yeah, but it's a very strange thing
Just
that I'm watching.
Look at the Endgame TV in front of you. Pepper Potts wasn't a cunt.
Yeah.
That was a nice change of
pace.
It was.
Like, at the beginning when Tony... Well, I mean, it wasn't even the beginning. It was, like, well into the middle because it's a 3-hour film. When Tony Stark was all like, I think I have to do this. She was like, yeah.
Yeah. You do.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have I been able to stop you?
And she was like, and if you didn't, you'd feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like...
When in every other single movie she's been in, even Infinity War, she's like, Tony, don't you dare. Don't you dare, Tony. Well, don't you dare.
You know, I think that maybe
I'm just like,
her
shut the
feeling...
Fuck up, Pepper Potts.
I think that maybe she felt different after, like, the 5 years that the whole world was miserable.
Yeah.
You know?
And she did birth a child at that point,
birth
too.
A child. Maybe finally she got
chilled
some feelings.
The fuck out. Yeah.
She, you know?
That was a huge spoiler.
Whatever.
By the way.
I kept on saying, like, Cap's gonna die, because I was trying to, like, prepare myself to be devastated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so pleasantly surprised that it was just good.
Yes.
You know? Like, it was just good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought that was happening in Infinity War. I was like, Captain America died, didn't he, to one of my students?
Well, and Carol Danvers still doesn't have her name.
Yeah.
No one's called her Captain Marvel yet.
Nope.
So I don't even know how she's gonna...
When that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this wasn't, like, totally about her.
No.
Like, you know, though, the one thing that I really did enjoy, is that, like, especially the last few Avengers movies, like Civil War, Infinity War, there's too many characters for any of them to have developed.
Civil War was technically a Captain America movie.
I know it was. Okay, but, like, there were so many people in it.
Yeah.
That I'm saying that, like, there was a lot of characters.
Yeah.
And there, even though there was a main storyline there with Captain America and Tony Stark, obviously, like, there, we really got to do some, like, deep character digging in this movie.
Yeah.
You know, about guilt, about passion, about, you know, like, grief and coping, and I really enjoyed that. Like, I think that the first half of the movie really benefited from having fewer characters and really being able to, like, dig deeper into that.
Well, we just focused on the big six.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm surprised Clint didn't seek out Natasha right away.
I am too.
So, like, I feel like that's should have been his go-to move.
Yeah,
whenever he figured shit out.
Grief,
you know.
Grief gonna grief ya.
Yeah. I did enjoy his
storyline.
Storyline, yeah.
His tattoo and haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say,
you know you could get that haircut.
Hey, again.
Hey, girl, hey.
Okay, so one, super hot for Clint in his, like, sad state.
I wonder if my friend Clint will get that haircut next.
Yes.
Because that would be hot.
Let's tell
them
too.
Well. Yes.
But then also, I was super hot for Captain Marvel with her short hair. I was like, I'm so gay for you right now.
Cries and bisexual.
Cries and bisexual.
Yeah.
That's truly my life. okay, so the moment that Shannon and I both went wild is, like, Captain Marvel is like, okay, I can get you the Infinity Gauntlet. And little Spider-Man's like, fucking how? He doesn't drop the F-bomb,
right.
But that's what his, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's 14.
All the women show up to back her up. Valkyrie shows up. Pepper Potts in her little Iron Man outfit shows up. Like, every Shuri shows up. Okoye shows up. Every single fucking woman.
Yeah, what's her face? Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah.
Wasp. Every woman
Wasp,
showed up and backed her.
Scarlet Witch. Like, all the women were just like, yep. And Shannon goes,
like, I'd watch that movie.
I want that movie now. I want that movie so bad. I didn't realize until I saw it right in that moment how badly I desperately wanted that.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Nebula.
Marvel.
Oh, Nebula and Gamora showed up too.
Yeah. All the women were like, we've got your back. So, Marvel, I know you listen to our podcast. Please make the baddest bitches of the MCU
movie. Yeah.
That's what we want. That's what the people have asked for. The people being me and Shannon.
I do want a Thor prequel.
A Thor prequel?
We watched Ragnarok.
Yeah, I love Ragnarok.
So much left on the table as far as when his father married his mother and had Thor.
Yeah.
Like, that's when Odin changed his tempo from being a badass destroyer to a peacekeeping father. And I think the mother had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Renee Russo's character. I'm sorry, I don't remember Thor's mommy's name.
Mommy.
And then...
Even Rocket called her mom.
Right. And then, you know, that's when Hela was banished and sent away. I would love to see that movie.
Yeah, I would too. I would love... I would too. I actually thought...
Because the mom mentioned it in this particular movie. This is a spoiler.
Yeah, go ahead.
She was raised by witches.
Right.
And you pick up on that.
Yeah, yeah,
in every little movie. Like, there's just one little nugget when in Thor Dark World, witch, and they murder her. And then you learn that she actually taught Loki all his little magic tricks. And when I realized that, of course, 10 years after the fact, I was like, oh, I want to see that movie. And there were more nuggets in Ragnarok, too.
Thought for sure, though, that when they, like, undid the snap, they were also going to bring back all the other people that Thanos killed in getting. I mean, okay, so Soul Stone, I wasn't sure Gamora was going to come back, but I thought Loki and Heimdall might. Like, I really did think that that might have happened, because I think that the Soul Stone is too connected to the whole, like, magic of the Infinity Stones, and that Gamora couldn't necessarily come back after Thanos killed her for that.
They didn't... If the wish is to bring back everyone from the snap, they weren't weren't included in that. And that is, like, the wish. You get one wish with every use of the gauntlet.
I wish everybody came back who Thor killed getting the...
Thanos killed getting the Infinity Stones. Yeah.
And the snap. Like, who... Yeah. Like, I would have worded it in a way... Why did
you
I say Thor?
You have to be careful what you wish for.
I know.
It's just like the wishing well in Sophia the First. You have to be careful what you wish
for. Tell me, Shannon. Tell me.
If you would risk for your sister to be back and she turns from a purple kitty to a pink kitty, you weren't specific enough.
Yeah.
It's really hard to be that specific when in your heart the gauntlet knows what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Johnny Depp's compass.
Kind of like that. Kind of like that.
Except it murders you when you use it.
So this, I listened to I was listening to NPR yesterday because I'm a nerd. And on NPR, there was a guy who gave like a review of the movie, and he was an actual like movie reviewer guy, right? You know, so he gave like pluses and minuses, and I don't remember where I was going. Oh, that he said like this was the best one. He was like, I don't want to have to wait another 22 movies for one this good.
I think they're all pretty good. I mean, there's been a few that have been like meh, but I mean, all in all, I think most of them have been really good.
Yeah, no, they've all been enjoyable, but there was emotional impact.
Yeah.
A ton of it. I mean, and yeah, I was stressed, but not as stressed as I was during Infinity War.
Yeah.
And I ran the gamut of emotions, and I enjoyed all of it, you know? Are we going to do the whole thing right now, or are we just going to...
We're just going to kind of debrief.
We're debriefing.
Yeah, I think we should pull Carter into it and see what he thinks. He's our bartender.
Yeah.
He's been listening to us, but he's helping someone else right now.
He's doing his job.
Because he's a working sucker.
How dare he?
How dare you work during Avengers weekend?
I mean, I bet he's going to make money.
Well, yeah. If there's enough drunks like us coming out on a weekday. So, we'll be back tonight, 6:40.
I'm going to see it again with Tina.
Tina!
You fat lard. Do you think she listens to our podcast?
I hope not. She wanted to. She asked me to give her the address at one point. I was like, no.
Well, just
she's like, why not? I'm like, because. I'm like, if you can find it, then you deserve to listen to it.
Because she's sneaky? She's so sneaky.
She's conniving. She's more than just sneaky.
Yeah.
She's a conniving manipulator.
She is.
Who gets everything she wants, no matter what the cost.
Ugh.
Yeah. I wonder if her mother realizes that.
I was annoyed when she interrupted me the other night, but I was more annoyed the next day when you shared the text with me. So I was in the middle of telling Shannon stuff. Like, I was... fully long. There was no pauses. I was on a roll of telling a story. And Tina walks into the house and just starts talking and interrupts me. And I was like, excuse me, you interrupted me. She gave me the stank eye. And you were like, you need to apologize to Maggie. And she was just like, sorry. Like, right? And in my head, the whole time, I'm like, you fucking bitch. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then the next day, she texted you all angry because you didn't email her mom back to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You should have said thank you, Shannon. And it was just common courtesy for you to have said thank you. So I freak out in the text message at you. I'm like, she doesn't know anything about common courtesy.
It's true.
She doesn't know.
It's only when it benefits her, which is why I quoted Inigo Montoya.
My teen name is Tina Zoldaner. You insulted my mother.
Prepare to die.
All right, Carter, come here. So Maggie and I, this is Maggie. That's Shannon. We've been doing a podcast for 7 years, and today is our 200th episode. So we're celebrating with day drinking and Avengers. And I'm assuming you've seen it, yes. What? Carter, you work in movie theater.
I worked all day yesterday.
They didn't do like a special screening with you guys?
Some higher managers but not employees.
Well, those higher managers can go fuck themselves. Because now you get to sit here at the bar for 4 days and hear everyone spoil the goddamn movie in front of you. Like, oh, I'm going to email the management and be like, how dare you?
How dare you?
Not let your employees watch.
Disney World would let you do that. Disney World would let you. I got to ride on Expedition Everest in the first group of people because I worked in that park.
You
need to know.
As part of customer service, you need to experience. You can never have a drink, like an alcoholic drink, because he works here. See, here comes another group of Avenger fans.
Okay, wait. So
All devastated.
Don't work here. You can't drink here. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard of. That's insanity.
I assume at some point or another there's an employee. It's either a precaution from the start or at some point.
You guys just opened this bar. Like, no one's gotten drunk and embarrassed themselves here. I can assure you of that. So, I know.
So he's saying that, like, one of the other theaters it might have happened at.
So I used to work in restaurant business, so did Maggie. And we were always allowed to drink at the bar.
Yeah, truly. As long as I changed my shirt. As long as I didn't have a shirt on that said Applebee's.
Or Fridays. We didn't have Friday's shirt by then. But we had to change out of our polo shirts.
Yeah. No, our polo shirts.
Into human clothes.
Our polo shirts.
Into civilian clothes.
Embroidered with a little Applebee's logo. Yeah. So as long as we. And I would just like pull off my work shirt and put on a tank top and still be wearing my like nasty work shoes and black pants, you know?
There goes our debrief with Carter. That's bullshit.
He wandered away. It's okay. He was
his manager blocked
up. He was very far away from us also, so it's not like they could hear him.
I know. We were repeating, so we're good.
Were we repeating, guys? Let's go with yes.
I made a point to repeat what he was saying so people could hear the other half of the conversation.
I wasn't paying close enough attention.
And that is good public speaking skills as well.
It's
when you're
true.
In an audience and you're taking questions to repeat the question and then answer.
Yes, you're correct. Shannon knows things.
I do know things, and I wish my students realized that. Just because I don't have a goddamn PhD after my name doesn't mean I don't know shit, assholes. I got 20 years of life experience on you bitches. Open, phone.
Open says me.
Come on.
Open.
Doesn't work. Face ID. There we go.
That was hilarious.
All right.
Shannon
stuck
her tongue out at the phone and it opened then. You guys, that was wild. Is that what you did in your Face ID when you
It was so weird to do that. Do you have Face ID?
No, I still have a home button.
I'll show you later how you had to do it. All right. Well, let's wrap it up here. And we're going to go get lunch and margaritas.
More drinks.
All right. We're pausing, bitches.
All right. Talk to you in a bit.
I'm so full.
Oh, my God. Why did we do this? What? Mistakes were made. Hello, friends. We're back to Shannon's house. For you, it was no time. For us, it was many time. It was many, many times.
A giant margarita and 2 quesadillas ago.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so it said spinach burrito on mine.
Uh-huh.
Shannon, tell them what my spinach burrito was.
Literally.
Probably what would have been a pound of spinach.
Sautéed.
Yeah.
And rolled up
in a tortilla. That was it.
I assumed, which is why I didn't order it, because I thought that they would bring you what they brought you.
Yeah, no, I
assumed there'd be like rice and beans and cheese in it.
I thought there would be other things. Or maybe, I mean,
meat. When you order a meat burrito, there's other things in it besides meat.
It's not just a burrito with meat in it.
Right.
Nobody does that.
Has other shit. Javi. Even a bean burrito has other shit in it.
Javi, you're Puerto Rican. You know things. Explain to me burritos.
Is that the equivalent of asking your African-American friends to explain to you?
Yeah, totally.
Kool-Aid?
Yes, absolutely it was. That was incredibly offensive of me. Because Puerto Ricans...
I fucking love grape Kool-Aid.
Puerto Ricans don't eat Mexican food because they're not Mexicans.
Correct.
They're Puerto Ricans. So, yeah.
All of the Latino variety.
Well, do you remember the thing Fox News did recently where it was like
three Mexican countries
instead of three
South American?
It was Central American,
South American.
Three Mexican countries. Didn't you know?
There's a whole continent, people. A whole continent.
Of Mexico. There's a continent and a half of Mexico.
And Mexico also is pretty big.
No, I'm just
being a Fox News douche.
I am being a Fox News douche. Also, a lot of the Caribbean is also full of Mexicans.
See what happens when you leave us to drink all day?
We said more offensive shit than this at the restaurant. You guys will never hear any of that.
I think we had pretty good conversations over lunch.
We talked about how eugenics might be a good idea sometimes.
I was pondering the thought process of Thanos and still was like, you know, I don't think he was as crazy as everyone thought he was. He did have a point.
There's a very popular subreddit that was like Thanos did nothing wrong or something like that. And that the whole thing is memes and defending Thanos.
Defending.
What did I say?
Offending.
Listen.
Mistakes were made.
I called Thanos Thor earlier. I'm drunk, you guys.
What?
Did you know?
Are those Rothies?
Yeah, I love them.
Do they have high arch support?
No.
Okay. I need arch support.
No, but I love them.
Everyone says how comfortable they are, and I'm like, I'm an old lady. I need arch support.
No, there's no arch support. They are
not even a little bit?
No.
I can't buy them. I can't spend $150 on a pair of flats that have no arch support.
Excuse me, they're $125. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
You said $150. Is $25 less than what you said it was?
I think the pointy ones are a little more.
I like round toe.
Yeah.
90s girl through and through. Can't stop it.
Pointed toes make you look taller, though.
I hate them. I think they're ugly. I get it. They make you look taller. They make your legs look longer. It's a visual thing.
Visually pleasing. I'm a fan of the pointy toe shoe. I am.
Yeah. No, I get what is going on. I don't like them. Don't know what to tell you.
I love it how they're like fighting over this guy. Because obviously they can't handle it.
Yeah. And he's so incredibly chill as fuck about it.
I know. He's just like, why can't we just all love each other? I don't understand what your problem is.
Polyamory is difficult.
That is when you're not prepared for it. These two dumb fucks weren't prepared for it.
No, they
were not. He's just like, let's all just love each other. He's fucking hot, too. I'd be like, I'd give it a try. We're watching some Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Because it's Shit Show 200.
Yeah.
We're going back to see Avengers at 6:30.
Yeah, we're going back again. Let's see. Am I going to cry more? Am I going to cry less?
I think you might cry a tiny bit less, but not by much.
I asked Shannon before the movie started. I was like, do you think I'm going to cry more or less than I cried at Steel Magnolias? Because that movie is a guaranteed cry movie.
In like two parts.
Yeah.
No, I knew for sure you were crying in at least four parts of this movie. However, Maggie cried in all the parts. All the parts for 3 hours. I really wasn't sure what's worse, sitting next to a talker
for three hours or a crier for three hours. No, shut up. That's not a thing.
I'm fucking with you.
I know you are. You drunk bitch.
She cried the whole time, guys. I'm not lying.
That is abjectly false. I cried a lot. There were like
90% of the time.
That's not even true.
75 for sure. 75 for sure.
Some of my things were just me going, oh, that doesn't count as crying. That doesn't count.
You were sniffling a lot. Dude, I'm a crier, and I didn't lose it until the Soul Stone part.
I got welled up with tears.
I did well up instantly. But you were crying instantly, and I was just teary because I kind of figured that first thing was going to happen anyway.
So did I. I don't care. I was feeling it. I was leaning in and feeling it all.
She sure was feeling it all.
You just made it sound like I was masturbating in the theater.
Hey, Captain America.
America, fuck yeah.
America, fuck me. Yeah.
We didn't talk about Game of Thrones last week.
Correct.
Because we hadn't.
Don't forget, this is episode 200. Woo!
Here we are.
It's a day-long extravaganza.
Extravaganza, Alexandra. That's not words.
I did push record, right? Yep. Oh, look. See, there's a little, like, you're recording.
Hey, look at that.
I have a free smartphone now.
Yeah. I went into the Apple store being like, I hate my 8. These are all the things it does that are wrong. And they were like, yeah, it's not supposed to do that. We could try to fix it. And I was like,
I don't know why they just didn't give you a free 8.
They should have just given me a new phone.
What'd they say about me licking salsa off the table?
It's not like it was on the floor. It's fine.
It's true. It wasn't.
That's what he said.
I appreciate that. So I dropped my bowl of salsa all over the table as we were leaving. And somehow, by all miracles, did not get any on me.
Yeah. One tiny splash.
Insignificant on a red shirt, so I call that a win.
I did too. I watched it go down, and I looked at you while it was happening. And I was
how
like,
are you not covered from head to toe in salsa? Because that was a ginormous drop.
It was a ginormous drop. Just dropped it all over the table. That was it.
And so then I just kind of scooped it up and ate it with my chips, and out we went.
Like you do. You guys, I'm never going to make it through it a second time. I'm just going to fall asleep. I'm just going to
pass. Those chairs are a little comfy.
They're comfy. Ugh. What if I pee my pants?
That's not my problem. I don't have to clean it up. So, do we want to do a quick Game of Thrones recap?
Of course we do, because we love to.
I really enjoyed the fireside chats.
Me too.
And then when Jamie knighted Brienne.
I cried.
It was awesome.
I got all teary-eyed.
Yeah.
Because she was all like, no, I don't want that. It's whatever. Women can't be knights. And he was like, I'm going to knight you. And then she was so happy.
Yeah.
She was so proud and pleased.
Yeah, because all the men that were like, get fucking knighted already.
Because
you're awesome.
Because she's the baddest bitch.
And Jamie would know the rules. Jamie. He's a kingslayer.
Jamie knows the rules.
And a sister fucker.
Yeah.
He knows the rules. Oh, man. That was a good episode. Because now... Kit Harington did tell, because the other day at work, I watched nothing but 8 hours of... Okay, listened to. I didn't watch. But listened to 8 hours of YouTube videos, mostly of Avenger interviews, but once in a while, because, you know, YouTube's smart, they threw in some Game of Thrones, and then I sought out some Queer Eye interviews. But so it was a lot of Game of Thrones, but mostly Avenger interviews. And in one of them, Kit Harington, I think, told Stephen Colbert, it was either Stephen or Jimmy Kimmel, that, like, the next four episodes are all at night.
Yeah.
That they spent 56 days shooting at night.
Yeah.
And every time, like, the ADs came down from their high tower to check in on everyone, they just all gave them the stank eye.
I have to tell you, I cannot even have lights on. Like, that show is so dark. If I don't have all the light, I can't have the hall light on. I can't have the, like...
I forgot where you were. I'm sorry.
I don't know who I am.
I put it on airplane mode.
Where I am. Oh, I was talking about how I can't, in my house, I can't have any lights on when I'm watching that show because it is so dark. Do you have that problem? Like, I truly have to turn off all lights in the area. No hall light. No light. Like, no, that there's, like, dim, like, table lights. It's got to be the darkest because it's been so dark.
I did watch the last episode in the dark, so maybe that's why I didn't notice.
No, I couldn't even have the, like, sort of dim lights on that I normally have on when I'm watching television.
He's like, I'm not waiting for you. Did we say we're watching Schitt's Creek?
We did.
And the hot guy's dating both of them?
We did. We said those things. We said the things.
Oh, he looks so awkward. I love a little awkward gay.
I wish he was bi in real life. Ugh. Just really makes me sad that he's not.
Aw, so you're not here for me. Okay. This is sucking. Let's move it along. Game of Thrones. Nice. Fireside chats were awesome.
Yeah.
Brienne getting knighted was awesome.
So, I got a little Maggie rant.
About GOT?
Yeah.
Okay, rant on.
So, people all freaked out that Arya got naked.
Ooh, and a teenager who's like at least 17, 18 got naked.
And they were all like, people were apparently like, there was a bump like Googling her age. Like, what's Arya's age? Right? I got curious.
Old enough, assholes.
Okay. They were going to marry Sansa off to Joffrey as soon as she got her fucking period.
At 14.
They did marry her to Tyrion at 14 or whatever, maybe 15. Then we saw her get raped violently by her husband. I mean, we didn't see it, but like, so you're mad that a teenage girl who might be underage, might not.
She's not underage in Westeros.
No.
She's actually an old maid at 17.
She's 18.
Bitch should have been married at 14.
She's 18. Her character is 18 that year.
She is halfway through her prime reproductive years.
That's right. How dare she not be starting that already?
How dare she be like, we're dying, put a dick in me.
Yeah, so thank you. I was just so pissed at everybody's response to that. Like, I was shocked too because I was surprised that, like, Maisie Williams did a scene like that. I was like, whoa, girl, get it. But, like, I wasn't being like, like, a scandalo.
You didn't,
like,
clutch your pearls.
That's the thing you're scandalized at? There's incest. There is rape. There is rape and incest. Jamie had sex with Cersei when she was saying no on top of Joffrey's
grave.
Yeah.
Sarcophagus.
There.
Funeral thing.
Funeral thing.
Casket. I knew I'd get there.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you. But no, we're all like, oh my God, I can't believe Arya's having consensual sex.
Right, consensual sex as an adult the night before they're all going to die.
Like,
go fuck yourself.
And right, Thank you. Anybody who had a problem with that,
go fuck yourself.
I was curious about the age gap. Like, I had a thing being like, isn't he, like, stupid older than her? And in real life, they are, like, 10 years apart. And he's known her since she was a tween and he was in his early 20s.
So that is, in real life, is a tiny bit weird because now he has to have sex with his sister.
Basically. But, like, on the show, everybody being like, oh, my God, how old was she even? Like, fuck you. It
doesn't fucking matter, man.
Fuck you.
She's an assassin. I think she's mature enough to make her own decisions.
Exactly. And honest to God, I loved it because it showed her as more of a human. Like, she has been, like, just training to be an assassin and being an assassin. And that's all she's been doing. She just, like, walked up and, you know, killed Littlefinger at the end of the last season. She just slit his fucking throat after they decided and was just like, yep, that's my gerb now. So, like, she was, like, being a person. And I liked that. Being like, I'm afraid of this. I want to experience this. You know? So, anyway, that's my Maggie rant.
I did think, I think she wanted him anyway and used the pending war as an excuse to get it.
Yeah, she seemed like she was kind of flirting with him.
Yeah.
You know?
So, since we're all going to die, why don't we just do it?
Yeah. Since we're all going to die.
But she wanted that kick dick anyway.
I think so.
For sure.
I think so. I agree with you. I agree with your assessment.
All right. Your boyfriend has decided to run for president.
Joe Biden.
You said two episodes ago you're not sure you can... Can I support that?
I really can't. So, like, okay, after the whole thing with the, like, people being like, yeah, he touches women creepily, he was like, okay, well, I mean, I'm reflecting on this and, you know, norms have changed. And I see why he thinks that. But, like, listen, dudes, we never liked it. We never liked it when you touched us. We never did. So, not that long ago, he called millennials whiny, like a year ago, being like, oh, young people say that the world's so hard. Give me a break. So I'm just like, not having it. No. Democrats win when the turnout is good. And the turnout is not good unless there is somebody who feels motivating to the people. Joe Biden... just another old white guy who's been in government forever.
Yep.
Not fucking motivating. Oh. He's not exciting. You know, Obama was the first black candidate for president, and he motivated people in droves to come out to vote.
Mm-hmm. Because he was articulate and young and fresh and, yeah. Fucking motivating as hell.
Yeah, he was a great orator. He gives great speeches.
And Bernie's motivating.
He is motivating.
Still a white crusty old guy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the age thing really is kind of a deal breaker for me with him. Joe Biden's only a year younger than Bernie.
Yeah.
You're old crusty white dudes. Like,
go retire.
Go to bed. Go take a fucking nap.
Or stay in Congress. Stay active in Congress. I really have a hard time with like a 70-year-old running for president. That is past retirement age.
Do you know how old Joe Biden is?
Is he like 74, 75, 76?
Yeah, he's like that. Let me double check now. Like, it's more than 70.
And you want to be in your mid-80s. In 8 years in the White House.
Joe Biden is 76. He turned 77 this year. He would be 78 when he was sworn in.
If not 79.
No, I was doing math.
Okay.
I was mathing it. Joe Biden, go to bed. Go to bed. Go home.
How old is Elizabeth?
She's in her 60s.
Yeah. And Obama was in his...
40s.
Late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kennedy. Kennedy was the youngest president ever. Like 42.
Pete right? Buttigieg could be the youngest president ever.
And the first gay one!
Warren is 69.
69, dudes.
I thought she was about the same age as my parents. Both my parents turned 69 this year.
I don't think Pete Buttigieg is going to get elected. As much as I want a gay man.
His husband is so fucking charming. I love them. Yeah. No, I don't think he is necessarily either, but I'm just making comparisons here. But for fuck's sake. Although, you know, somebody on the radio. So first, I was listening to NPR on my way over here this morning. And they were talking about, like, Joe Biden's ahead in the polls and blah, blah, blah. And this person goes, yeah. And at this point, 4 years ago, we thought Jeb had the nomination in a clinch. You have no idea what's going to happen. And I was like, damn straight motherfucker. Yeah. Like, Joe, did I say Joe Biden when I meant Jeb Bush? Jeb Bush. You guys, I'm drunk.
No, you said Jeb.
Okay.
Comparing him to Joe.
Yeah.
From the NPR.
Exactly. God.
Words
are hard. But they were like, yeah, Jeb Bush has got this. We thought for sure it was going to be Jeb. Jeb did not got this. Jeb barely got this at all. Please clap.
Woo!
That was Jeb Bush. He said that.
Oh, did he?
At a thing. You don't remember that?
No.
It's one of my all-time favorite things.
Please clap. That was funny.
Yeah, it was.
I was going to say, what the fuck was I going to say? Oh, I heard there's a Republican running against Trump, which would be awesome. I'd vote for him. Because can't get much worse, can it?
Please clap. He says it. Add a little rally.
Add a little rally.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So, girlfriend day.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should. Should we do a part three later tonight?
You wanna?
I don't know. Just thinking out loud.
Well, how are we? Oh, we don't know because the caller who called you fucked everything up.
Yeah, that stopped it, and I can't continue a same
Shannon,
recording.
I'm real drunk.
Hey, girl. Hey. Want to make out later?
Yeah, definitely. Are you gonna ask me for a threesome like that dumbass
with Scott? You want to do a threesome with Scott?
With you and Scott? Yeah.
Or maybe we should do one with Tina. Maybe we would break her.
You guys, this guy who I was seeing met a lifelong friend of mine at a party and was like, oh, you two both seem like sluts. You want to have a threesome with me? That's not what he said. This is me.
But even she was like, what the fuck? Like, we talked about it, but I didn't think he was going to be a dumbass and just go off and text you.
Right. Yeah.
Boys are stupid.
So stupid. So don't do that. Don't do that. Boys, if you want a threesome, you got to sort of like.
You got to wait for the right moment.
You wait for the moment.
Especially if you're proposing it to two people who are really good friends.
Who've known each other since 1987.
Yes.
So that made me decide I'm not dating. It's not that I'm not dating anymore. I'm not dating men for a while. And they're bullshit.
Yeah.
Men. So dumb. Yeah, you want how many minutes was this? How many minutes was the other one?
I don't know. Hold on.
Hold,
please.
Okay, so I think this is good stuff.
Part 2.5.
For Poo Choo Poo Boo.
I'm not going to have to slow down these clips, because... Hashtag drunk Maggie thoughts. I should ask you something really existential at this point and have you go off on
it. Yeah, go. Go. 1, 2, 3, now. Ready now.
The only one coming to mind we've already hashed out like a million times.
Pick something else.
Peeps. Pro or con?
I'm con, peeps, and here's why. When I was a young child, my family, one at a time, went through having the throw-up flu, right? And it was around Easter. It was around spring break. And my mom had avoided it. And, like, when we were actually on spring break, my mom had it. But I had the throw-up flu while we were in the car driving to Florida, right? So I'm barfing in a bag the whole way down to Florida. And I just keep throwing up. And my mom is like, how is there anything left in your stomach? for you to keep throwing up. But because I'd been throwing up for 2 days, I was very hungry. And I kept sneaking my Easter candy.
So you kept eating Peeps while you had the flu.
Yes.
In the car.
I was six. Give a first grader a break.
Like you do.
I have not had Peeps since. I'm very against Peeps because that was traumatizing.
It is traumatizing. When you I have a similar story. When you have the flu,
yeah,
whatever you ate last tends to become the culprit, regardless of if that is literally what Why happened or not.
Right. And your body is like, this thing is the thing you are throwing up.
Well, it's just your brain is associating it with it now.
I'm riding your wave.
My food aversion from throwing up in a road trip.
Wait. I remember this.
Florida Hang to on. Michigan.
Wait. It's some kind of Italian food. No? Okay, what is it?
Meatloaf.
Oh, yeah.
And we lived in Florida, and we were leaving from Florida to drive to Michigan with my mom, her grandmother, my grandmother. So, great-grandma, grandma, three kids, and my mom in a station wagon.
Oof.
So, we don't even have room for everyone to have a seatbelt. So, no. My brother and I would switch off sitting in the back.
You were facing the wrong way.
What?
Facing the wrong way.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't you remember the station wagons where there was, like, the back where you were looking out?
Oh, we didn't have seats in the back. We were just... loosely sitting in the trunk with all the luggage.
Gotcha.
So there's all the luggage.
Yeah.
And there's one little hole for your body to sit in.
Oh, my God.
Okay? All right?
Yeah.
Which in 1990 was okay to do. And we loved it. It was the most miserable road trip ever. There was some sort of, like, heat wave. There was, like... road traffic. I remember sitting hot as Hades for like 4 hours in one spot. However, we're not even out of Florida yet. The hot as Hades is in like middle of Georgia. And I get what I thought was food poisoning. The night before, my mom made meatloaf, and on her meatloaf, she does cream of mushroom soup and a Lipton onion soup packet on top of it.
Okay.
So not covered in ketchup and bullshit like other people do.
Right.
Like fucking fancy meatloaf.
Uh-huh.
I got sick the next day.
Yeah.
And we're traveling. Mm-hmm. And we're in like Gainesville area, I think. I don't know. We're still in Florida, but we're almost out of Florida.
Yeah.
And we're at a McDonald's, and I'm like nauseous and throwing up. And my sister, who if I'm like... 8 or 9, Johnny is 6, and Jenny's 3. And Jenny takes off and starts running to the woods. And my mom yells at me to go run after her and get her. And I yell back at my mom, which one? Which one do you want me to chase? I see two Jennies running off into the woods. And my brother, who's really quick and mighty, like just takes off like a bat out of hell and rescues Jenny and brings her back. And that's when my mom realized that something was wrong Very with wrong. Shannon. However, everyone had the meatloaf.
Yeah.
And right. No one else was sick but me. So right. I don't even know how or why I was sick.
Right.
But I could have been dehydrated. I could have just been motion sick from sitting in the back.
But in your head, it's Who associated.
Knows? In my head, it's associated. I think I've had meatloaf 2 or 3 times in my life since then.
Mm. All right, I have one more barfing on vacation story, and then we're going to take a break, and we'll come back at the end of seeing it a second time when we're real tired.
Real tired and probably not hammered anymore.
So, when I was a young kid, we went to Alaska, and we rented, like, a full-sized van, and the backseat of the...
Like, conversion van?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the backseat of the full-sized van actually, like, did go down into a little bed.
Yes.
And my brother and I slept in the little bed in the back. When we were at camp,
back bench mechanically folded down into like a full size bed.
Right. Yep. So the luggage was all in the trunk, and I was sleeping on the trunk side, and my brother was sleeping on the door side. And I was like, "Dad, I feel really sick. Can we move the luggage so that I can get out if I need to puke in the night?" Right. I was like 9.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's like, "Yeah, we can do that." So he moves the luggage to the middle of the van so that I can jump out the back doors of the van if I need to. I sleep through the night. When I wake up in the morning, I discovered my brother got sick in the night and tripped over the luggage that was now in his way and threw up in the van.
Oops.
I know. What a sad story, right?
That's hilarious.
I felt real bad when I was going to sleep. I thought I was going to barf. I might have if I'd stayed awake.
And Joseph, who's six, like, isn't putting that together himself, even though he probably heard the conversation.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't think to be like, you know, I don't feel good either, Dad. Can we make a path? Can we put all the luggage in the two captain's chairs
right,
so that we have a path from the back to the door and then out the back door?
Tripped over the luggage, threw up in the van.
Aw, poor Joseph.
Poor little Joe. And I felt so guilty about that at the time, too. I felt so bad. It wasn't my fault. I was trying to be responsible for my shit, but,
right,
you know.
Right.
Okay. We're going to wrap up this section and we'll check back in with you guys one more time.
If we remember. All right.
200!
200, woo!
Woo!
It's been real, Megs.
Has it? Has it been fun? It's been real fun? It's a bit, yeah. I don't even know. I had a really fun day with you today. All day girlfriend date. Woo! Woo! Yeah, so... I don't know if you noticed, but the second time through, the girl next to me was sobbing the whole way through the film.
She was younger.
She was so cute. No, I thought it was really
next
sweet.
To you, she was older.
She was a teenager.
Oh, next to Scott was like a younger girl. Like
no,
eight,
she this girl was in her teens and she cried at everything. And I was like, yes, queen.
It's okay. I'm surprised you didn't grab her hand and hold it.
Feel the feels.
I feel you. I was here at 11.
Feel the feels.
We got this.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Definitely more of a audience participation crowd.
Which
at
was
7 o'clock.
Fun. That was,
that was, I, a good time.
I enjoyed egging them on. I definitely started claps a few times.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed getting everybody into it, being right. Like, yes.
Anyway. All right. Episode 200.
Here it was, you guys. You heard it. Here we are. We live here. I don't know. Anyway.
We live somewhere.
Yep. Find us everywhere on social media at That More Thing. So that's the name of this podcast that you are listening to, That More Thing. You can also talk to me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 200.
200!
200 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.